Oh no, the Dow and the Nasdaq break their 9-day win streak, and the S&P 500 yesterday had its worst day since September. So is this the end of this impressive rally? And also, how does this affect our positions? What has caused this meltdown yesterday? We'll take a look and much, much more. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today is Thursday, December 21st. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And Mark, look at this. My iPad didn't even show up for a second here because it was so shocked by this move that we had yesterday. The S&P 500 just, falling off a cliff.
That's the best way to describe it. Just kind of a slow drift lower, then all of a sudden a waterfall of selling. And what's causing this, Marcus? How do you explain it?
I don't know. There was nothing really. There were no reports. There were no Fed members. There was no news at all. And I mean, the only thing I found is that here, Miller's values, John Spaslanzalami, oh, I'm sorry for butchering your last name. You can butcher my last name. That is okay. Says that it's 0-day options and technicals could be the culprit behind the late day trading. So he blames it on 0-day to day to expiration option traders.
You know, I think this is more of a conspiracy theory, to be honest. There was also the discussion, well, FedEx earnings. Maybe investors got worried because of FedEx earnings. But honestly, FedEx was hit at the open and things were just kind of hanging out, right? I think this was just pure profit taking that accelerated, right? And when you see that people start to take profit, kind of snowballed into a bigger move, I think that the zero DTE, like there are some concerns that zero DTE can lead to this type of event, but then why hasn't it happened 50 other times in the last, you know, couple of months?
Yeah, I mean, this were really, I think we were just overbought. I mean, we've been talking about it for the past few weeks that, at some point, this impressive rally has to come to an end. At some point, we have to see a retracement. Markets don't go up forever. We saw a little bit yesterday, but then also today. I mean, kind of no follow through. So I believe it was just some technical selling going into the end of the year. I mean, tomorrow we have another trading session. Then Monday the markets are closed. I mean, between Christmas and New Year's, not a whole lot going on. So, I mean, if you're a bigger hedge fund manager, you're probably looking at it and say, okay, where do I take profits right now? Where do I get out of positions and start unwinding some positions before next week?
Yeah, it was such a huge run-up. I mean, just think of the psychology behind it. Say that you have a big position and you want to close it, right? You want to close it sometime between now and the end of the year. And you're trying to time it, and the market's just moving higher. So you're sitting on it, you're sitting on it, you're sitting on it. And then all of a sudden, you start to see some selling come into the market. The S&P's in the red, and you say, okay, now's the time. Well, that thinking with like millions and millions of shares just leads to a bigger drop, not necessarily because there's this doom and gloom scenario or this crazy SPX stuff, but just purely because of profit taking and a little sell-off.
Yeah. So that's what we had there. And then it seems that we are bouncing right back today because, I mean, this morning, here we see everything today right now in the green, almost everything, because yeah. We had some good news on the economic calendar, which was a little bit surprising, don't you think?
It was. So we had final GDP unemployment claims and that final GDP price index. And so final GDP, this is the final reading, actually came in a little lower than expected. So the real gross domestic product rose at an annual rate of 4.9% compared to the 5.2% that was expected. And this could paint a case for cuts happening a little bit sooner in theory. I think that's some of the optimism today, not to mention just, hey, buying opportunity after a down day.
Yeah, I also think the final GDP price index has contributed to this. I mean, expected at 3.6%, coming in at 3.3%, especially ahead of the core PC index that's being released tomorrow, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. I think this helps. And then also to see that unemployment claims are coming in lower than expected, pretty much in line with what we saw last week. And it was expected that they are ticking up, just showing that the economy is still strong and it shows that inflation seems to go down.
Sure.
So, I mean, talking about the probabilities, you mentioned it. I didn't see that anything just dramatic changed here. So if we take a look at these, it's still the same. It just feels that more and more traders are following the idea of Goldman Sachs of rate cuts as early as March.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Nothing really has changed here. So,
Yeah.
one of the things that I saw is that CNBC actually looked at the most traded stocks and ETFs over the past few years. Who do you think is making the
Okay.
list?
Tesla,
Yes.
Apple,
Yes.
SPY.
Well, here we go. Let's see. Oh, nope. Dang it. It doesn't show it. Okay. Hold on. I need to just share differently. Then we can see it. So
There we
here we
go.
go. For
Okay.
2023, Tesla. Huge. I mean, Tesla, the most popular stocks amongst retail investors, private investors,
Wow.
followed by the
Wow.
SPY, which is mirroring the S&P 500, then the QQQ, which is mirroring the NASDAQ, then Nvidia, and then Apple.
You know, QQQ was the next thing I was going to say, and I should have guessed Nvidia, but that wasn't on my list. But I
Yeah.
definitely had 4 out of 5.
It's just so interesting. Look at this in 2020. Look at these stocks. NIO was one of the
Oh my gosh.
traded stocks. And then 2018, Baba. Can you? It's
Yeah.
just interesting how it shifted. But I mean, Tesla, when did Tesla start popping up? 2022. And now just stronger and stronger, super popular amongst retail investors. What do you think why that is?
Interesting. Just because there's decent volatility and a lot of, I mean, Tesla just has a lot of fans, I think, right?
I think
You
it's
know,
more
there's decent
Elon,
premium.
to be honest.
What's that?
I think it's more Elon because, I mean, he has a massive following. Then he released his biography. And I mean, he is very prolific. I mean, you see something about Elon in the news almost every week.
True.
So that's
True.
probably what
Yeah,
puts. And I mean, because there's no other companies that Elon right now is spearheading that are publicly traded, right? So you have Tesla, that's the only one. Then he's involved in the Boring Company. He's involved in X, which he took private, Twitter. What else? SpaceX, not yet publicly traded. So therefore, I mean, the only thing, if you love Elon, if you want to follow it, if you're a fan of Elon, the only thing that you can invest in is kind of the Tesla stock.
true.
Anyhow, all right. Now MU, we got to talk about MU. So MU.
I still think
Micron.
it's volatility.
What?
I still think it's that Tesla stock moves and people love
Okay.
it. Anyway.
So MU up
Hey, but
six.
the publicity doesn't hurt. Publicity doesn't hurt. Whether you
Right.
like them or hate them, publicity doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Anyhow. So Micron, reporting earnings jumping 6.5%.
Not too shabby there. So MU, what's the deal? They posted quarterly results that were better than expected, and the current quarter guidance exceeded analyst expectations. So not too shabby there.
Yeah, a much better story than FedEx that posted worse than expected. And today also being down. I mean, yesterday, huge drop. FedEx down 12%. Today, a little bit of a follow through because, yeah, two tails of the story. So FedEx, on the other hand, providing weaker guidance.
Yes, and we'll see where this is a very, very, very quiet period for earnings. But it will be interesting to see when earnings pick up in January what the general theme is. I did see that. So the American Association of Individual Investors, AAII, they do a weekly survey on bullishness and bearishness, and optimism climbed to 52.9% last week. This is up 50 from 51.3% the prior week, and the historical average is just 37.5%. So bullishness remains above its average for a seventh consecutive week. Does that make you excited about buying, Marcus, or does that concern you?
No, I mean I don't want to buy at the highs of the market, right? I mean, we like to buy stocks and also indices at a discount, and this is why we are selling puts. So, I mean, Warren Buffett always keeps saying, right? I mean, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful, right? And right now it seems that everybody's getting greedy, rushing into the markets. We talked about it earlier this week. That more and more money is flowing into the market on Monday, $20 billion into the SPX. And this is where, yeah, I think that right now people are getting greedy. And yesterday, I mean, I wasn't watching the markets in the afternoon, but otherwise I would have looked to hopefully pick up some stocks at a discount yesterday.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm not a full-blown contrarian, but I definitely have found over the years that there's opportunity in doing the opposite of what's taking place, right? And that's the beautiful thing about the wheel, is because if you're in some wheel positions and the market's rising, great. But if you get that pullback, that's when I'm super excited about an opportunity to get into new positions where some people are freaking out. And I think when people are freaking out, there's normally money on the table to take.
Yeah. All right. Bitcoin. Hey, talking about bulls. Bitcoin making another attempt to make new highs here for the year. So recently stopped at 45,000. Right now attacking the 44,000 level again. And let's see, on a 5-minute chart, we see that already earlier today, trading above 44,000, pulling back a little bit. But also here, interesting to see that Bitcoin is making another run.
Yeah, and I think you could almost look at Bitcoin instead of the AAII, weekly
Yeah.
report, because if people are buying Bitcoin, people are optimistic.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our current positions. Pretty light right now because I mean, we got called away in PNC with a nice profit. We got called away in Oxy with a nice profit. So the three that we still have in our portfolio is number one, CSIQ up 3% today. Yesterday also getting hammered. Today, clawing its way back, not quite there where it closed 2 days ago, but I mean, still on the way up. And yeah, I was wondering if we had today a little bit more of a follow through to the downside so that we can sell more puts and potentially fly a rescue mission. But it's bouncing back up, and I'll take it. Hey, I'll never complain if a
Sure.
stock that I own goes up.
Agreed.
All right, next up, NEE, NextEra Energy. Also pulling back a little bit up today again, and we are still in this beautiful uptrend. Oh, how did I manage to do that? This
That
is
was
what I
pretty
wanted to
nifty.
do. There we go. See, a beautiful trend line drawn with crayons, not with a pencil. That's important with trend lines, and just obeying it, looking good.
Yeah, I think that trend line still intact is a good thing, and this can continue to just move its way on up.
Yeah. UBS, so super interesting. Even today, a little bit down. I think still a hangover from the FedEx party that was a party pooper here. But this was super interesting because you sold the 165 call and you were able to buy it back yesterday for 90% of max profits. I sold the 160 call and I was able to buy it back this morning at 90% of max profits. And so now I'm looking to sell the 160 again, probably with an expiration of next week. And it's so interesting because a few days ago it seemed that I would get called away. And then what do you know? UPS, a quick reversal here. What do we have? Is it a drop like 8% or 7% over the last few days? Let me just measure it and see how much is this. Oh no, it's only 5%, 4.6%. But hey, this makes the difference between being called away and possibly being able to sell more calls and collect more premium on this one.
Sure, and I think this is still holding up decent based on the FedEx reaction there. FedEx just getting hammered, and I know that yesterday we had a broad market sell-off, and it got back to the open there after trying to get back to break even. We are at the upper part of the range that we saw back in October, and I think that could act as support, and would like to see it move higher. My break even is 161.06.
Yeah, my break even now at 150.52, probably coming down a little bit because I haven't entered the closed trade list yet. But yeah, this is looking good, and we were looking for some more opportunities, but with everything in the green, it's hard to find opportunities, right? I mean, these are better for selling puts on a down day. On up days, this is where we rather look for selling calls, but not much to do right now with our positions, which is fine. I mean, we're going into the a slow season of the year anyhow. So next week volume will be super light. Monday the holidays are closed, so we have one more trading session this week and then four more trading sessions next week. So technically tomorrow officially the Santa Claus rally should start.
Officially.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe there's a possibility tomorrow to sell calls against UPS, and if so, we will do this. Feel free to join us here. If you enjoyed today's video, we'd appreciate a like, and feel free to share the video. There's a button right underneath it. If this is your first time here and you enjoyed it, consider subscribing because we'll be here again tomorrow. So hit the little notification bell that you get notified whenever we are live, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.